information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want
to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here. Yet, the end years of another week, you know. It's like one of those weeks. It was like, yeah, all right. Now, what's happening in this week's program? I'm talking about the hero spirit. There's an article I wrote that I'm just going to read out to you about the hero spirit, and I'm hoping that somebody out there can catch feelings on it and be like, yeah, this is something we're going to do for Zimbabwe. Yeah. And then also, getting back with your lover. So you broke up with somebody. How do you get them back? I'm going to talk about three steps to how to get back with your lover if you love them still and that sort of thing. Then start off with the news. Biggest news, of course, this week was ZBC got rid of 282 workers. Yeah. It was a big culling exercise. It was like bloodbath. Yeah. And strangely enough, you know, it was just kind of weird. Like, you got someone reading the news, anchoring the news at 8, and News Bay Rumbi Takawira is not on it. And the person is announcing that people have been were laid off. And she happens to be one of them. I don't ever be watching the news, because I don't think I was watching the news for the content. I don't think there are many guys watching the news for the content, to be honest. The thing that annoys me about this whole thing is the fact that it's not so much that they've been laid off. That can happen to anyone across the world. But what are the options? If there were other TV stations and that sort of thing, then we'd be like, yeah. And then Father Gibson Munyoro, who's like the chairperson of this ABC board, comes out and says that we might rehire these people. Would it be more expensive to rehire these people? Or do they realize that the whole digitalization process and more TV stations is going to take a lot longer than they keep selling as a dream? Telling us that it's going to take a very short time, when it might actually take a couple of years. And so, therefore, there won't be any TV stations for that long. I don't know. It's like weird. Yeah, whatever. Comrade Chinks was reported to have died this past week. It must be weird waking up and social media is telling you that you're dead. I don't think he's on Twitter or Facebook, and I don't think she'd care about Twitter or Facebook. And I found it silly that he decided to put out a video out to say, you know, I'm alive. Who cares? You know, it's like weird. Just people are weird. Social media, nobody does a fact check. They just go and pass everything that they see. What happened? The ban on lion hunting in Zimbabwe was lifted, except in the farm where Cecil the lion was killed, and another farm where some other animal was killed. To be honest, they had to open it. Why? Because essentially, it's either they opened it up or the money for conservation wasn't coming through. Yeah, so in essence, with all that hunting and that sort of thing, money that comes from fees that are paid for hunting actually ends up, wait for it, paying for conservation. So for those catching feelings about whatever, you know, it's not the death of all those lions and so forth is not in vain and all that other stuff. Yeah. Not that I'm saying people should come and kill lions. I mean, the more important things are people getting fired and that sort of thing that we need to be worrying about. What has happened? A Zimbabwean by the name of T. Collar co-produced a new song from Rita Ora and Chris Brown. And I'm just like, yeah. Shout out to Tinashe Sivanda. I was in love seeing Zimbabweans making progress out there. In sad news, Arima Shesha from Big Nas passed away. That was just like, oh no. Yeah, it sucks. And then finally in this segment, Toni Braxton and Babyface confirmed to be coming to Zimbabwe. Tickets are now on sale at Pick and Pay as well as Zol Zimbabwe stores. They're brought to you by BB Music. They're the ones who are hosting it in Zimbabwe, as well as Canuck Productions, the ones that are bringing them into Southern Africa. Remember, they're part of the first African tour by the pair, and Zimbabwe's date is 28 August. Tickets are between $40 and $150. $150 is the VVIP. $100 is a VIP, and then another section. It's $40 if you buy six tickets, so you can bunch yourself with a couple of friends and you buy six tickets. And then after that, if you're buying one single ticket on your own, it's $75. So there's other tiered costings that are out there. But yeah, it's a good look. I mean, I'm sure you can find five friends that want to go watch her singing Seven Whole Days and that sort of thing. Yeah. It is what it is. On the other side, I talk to you about that hero spirit. The name is Larry. Listen to the Criticast. The name is Larry, you're listening to the Criticast, and now, this past week was Heroes and Defence Forces Day, and I just thought of the spirit of the liberation struggle, and I just pinned something on one of my blogs, and I'm just going to read it out to you. So it goes. When a young Joshua Nkomo, Robert Mugabe, Jason Moyo, Jeremy Brickell, or Edison Jobgo lived in a system they did not like, they decided to change it. They had one goal. It could not all remain all systems go as usual because it didn't make sense. We see them as heroes now, but these were normal people who decided that they could either hold on to the morsels they had or move further. They took arms using the different skills they had and acquired more because a different dream needed to be achieved. To create a new country where other heroes could be born into and achieve whatever greatness was needed. There are differences in ideologies on some fundamental issues, but that never got in the way of the universal dream. Zimbabwe now needs to return to that spirit now more than ever. We need to decide what the Zimbabwean dream is, unequivocal and non-negotiable. It can't be ambiguous like, you know, words like unity. Unity is driven by purpose, and that is where we need to find space. Other than the borders around us, what is it that binds us? When the country needed entrepreneurs, did you stand up to be counted? When it needed farmers, did you put yourself forward? When Zimbabwe needed sports heroes, did you choose to be the one? When it needed someone to not further corrupt the system by paying a bribe, did you choose to be that person? When the country needed defending from some unfair news coverage from the rest of the world, did you choose to defend Zimbabwe? When the country needed you to do your job, did you? Or is it just easier to point out other people's flaws? The country needs normal people to be as exceptional as they can be in their circumstances. Just like not everyone had to be just General Josiah Tonkogara or be in his position to fight for liberty, you do not have to be the president to build this country. We get so caught up in colors, gang signs, dressed in the arena of politics that we forget that is not what Zimbabwe is meant to be about. We're all supposed to be building something here, but so often we get caught up in fighting each other. The many women and men of the struggle fought so we could build a new generation of heroes. People who could dream without limitations and be whatever they wanted to be. So today, I dare you to be that hero. Okay, time to quickly pay the rent. Product that I think you should be using out there is a product called Festo. It's a hair product. You know, what it does is renews hair that's lost, repairs your balm, deals with balding and that sort of thing. And it's for all skin color and for men and women. It's an indigenous product brought to you by Kirtley's. And where do you find it? Somebody's asking right now. Well, you can find it at Even Hand Cosmetics in Lekwenda House in Harare. Jesus on Central at 31... Arundel School Road, Mount Pleasant. So remember that name, Feso, because you need it. The name is Larry, and you're listening to the Criticast, the final segment of the Criticast, in which this time, in this segment, I'm going to talk about what to do when you have that breakup. So you break up with somebody, but you're still, well, let's just say the three steps to try to get them back with them. So first of all, what do you do if the breakup has happened? This is somebody you really like. So understand the breakup, what happened, and that sort of thing. That's the thing that you got to do. That's the first and absolute first thing. Find out if you're still interested, because sometimes this must be a feeling. You might just be feeling lonely and feeling vulnerable and that sort of thing. Avoid contact for the first 2 weeks of the breakup. If they call you, great. If they don't, yeah, you know what, just chill. Whatever it is, it's not the end of the world. Then focus on yourself. So find your friends again, because I know some people dump all their friends and suddenly, so we'll find new ones. Yeah? So, and then take a good look at yourself. You know, when your partner first fell in love with you, are you still that same person? And also, when you see them with other people, don't stop them from seeing other people. You know, don't get all weird and jealous and that sort of thing. So, you know, in all of this. And then start being that person your partner fell in love with. So, did you become, complacent? Did you stop being fun? Did you stop laughing a lot? If you want to get back with this person, never be seen flirting with other people. This is so super important. Never be seen flirting with other people, because maybe if they have that inkling of interest, then, you know, they might be dead. Then, the key part, you need to reintroduce yourself. Not to them, you know, reintroduce yourself to the world. Okay? Make sure you stand out and seem fresh from what your ex remembers of you. So just look like you're happy, you're moving on with life and so forth. Don't look like it. In fact, just be moving on with your life. Spend time with other people. Not to sleep with them, just spend time with other people, connect with other people, other human beings and that sort of thing. And yeah, and be available. Okay, just be available. Having people want to date you is nothing, is enough to make your ex jealous. So nobody wants somebody who nobody else wants, right? And then, you know, casually hang out with your former partner again. You know, but no pressure. Just casually, like, yeah, okay, just hanging out. Then fill in the gaps. So, you know, don't be all needy and all that other stuff. But if they have certain gaps, you shouldn't be, you know, the thing is, you shouldn't base your happiness on someone else. It makes them feel guilty, obligated, and eventually resentful towards you. This is like, but then find those gaps that you know, that were missing and fulfill them. Then time to have the relationship discussion. Invite your ex for a chat. You know what I mean? Just say, let's say, hey. Ask if they want what went wrong. Or if what went wrong was related to what you've been working on. So you've been working on certain parts of yourself. You know, your ex may just have a different perspective. Maybe there was just a misunderstanding of what might happen. But what is key is you need to prepare your first words. So make sure that it's not accidental. You're not going there and just hoping to the first thing that blurt out of your mouth and so forth. Write them down if you have to. Write them down and then recite them and then start the discussion from there. Then, you know, use the past to your advantage. If they're ever complimented an outfit of yours, wear it again, or share a lighthearted memory of you are together, meet at a familiar place you used to hang out together. So that just brings back the memories. And then, most importantly, the most fundamental thing, apologize. Offer the apology in person. Tell them you just need to get something off your chest and all they need to do is listen. So they don't have to say anything. Avoid using the word but. So don't say, I'm sorry, but. It just means I'm not sorry. So the structure of an apology is offense, empathy, amends, thanks. So an example is, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for the things I just wanted to say I'm sorry for the times when you wanted to spend time with me and I blew you off. Just say, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for the times when you wanted to spend time with me and I blew you off. You must have felt really neglected. In the future, I'm going to try really hard to pay attention to the people I care about so that this does not happen again. Thanks for helping me realize that. Saying all that, all you're saying is listen. The name is Larry. Thank you for listening to the Criticast. And I just want to give a shout out, just random shout out. If I haven't mentioned your name, it's not because you're not important. I just thought of these people off the top of my head. I want to shout out to Praise. These are some of the people that listen to Criticast and give a lot of feedback. Praise, Munya, Kayelihle, Rawayo. I'm going to say hi to Shami. I'm also going to say hi to Zaza, Vaughn, Keith, Melissa, Chipo, MC Porter, shout out to you, guy. Carl, Josh, yeah, he's a big fan. Marcy, all the way in the UK. Jackie, all the way in the US. Farai, Gwaze, hey, yeah, shout out to you, my guy. Oscar, yeah, he gives a lot of contributions. Everybody else, you know, I'm going to mention some more next week. Yeah, so I'm just going to make this. Just appreciate the fact that you listen to the program. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me. The email address is info@larryquiriraye.com. Also, get in touch with me on Twitter @quiriraye or my website www.larryquiriraye.com. Quiriraye's got a Y at the end. And with that, I say thank you once again. And the last thing I'll leave you with is, it may be hot in the kitchen, but that may be the place you need to be to fulfill your destiny. The name is Larry. Take care of yourself and the people that you love.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?